Well, welcome to Birmingham again. I bet you can't believe it's a year already since the last show. What's the big change this year in terms of what you're doing?
What is the big change? I think the big change is that for the first time ever, we're making an entire episode of a TV show based around what we do here in the Super Theatre, so that everyone that comes to the Super Theatre has a chance of actually seeing himself on the telly, which is quite fun.
Yeah.
When will that come out?
It's going to be Friday the 6th of May, 7 p.m, Channel 5. So I think that is exciting. Everyone, you know, we have people here come because they're massive Gadget Show fans or they're just interested in tech. So there's a good mix that come and watch us here and then who just want to go out and watch, go out to the hall.
There are
and
people
see what's
who, yeah, who exhibit in the hall. And obviously there's lots of young people generally are on the stands who don't even know who we are. And that's what I think is interesting about Gadget Show Live is it has a life of its own. There's another theatre. Is it called the Connect Theatre?
Yeah.
And there's lectures going on this thing, yeah. And they're totally separate to us. So it's quite interesting that that's what's changed. You asked at the beginning what's changed. That's definitely an evolution. The show has its own ecosystem, the live show. There's things happening in the background. We're getting ready for the show. That's what those noises are.
Traditionally, Birmingham is the home of invention. Are you proud to come from Birmingham yourself?
Well, yeah, as you know, I'm from Wordsley originally. And yeah, I feel a real connection to this area. And I think you can feel that in... in the audience. The audience, we run into the audience and we talk to them. They're all from around this area. And so there's no doubt there's a shared experience, there's a shared love of engineering, ideas, creativity, invention in this vibrant part of the UK.
What little thing in the stores have you got your eye on as a present for somebody?
Well, I'm yet to go out, so I'm going to get, looking around and seeing what's out there. I know there's the latest Tesla car that I want to go and have a test drive. Not going to buy one, I think, at the moment, but you never know, I might get one over. I know there's lots of drones out there, there's lots of VR, so I think there is something for everyone out there, from tech, where my little niece and nephew are going to come later on in the week, that they're going to love, and yet bigger tech that...
Let me show you this, right? This is a little thing called Ring, right? And they're out there. This is a doorbell. You get it in a box through the post, you screw it on, it's got a 3-month battery or something insane like that, or you can hardwire it. Right now, if someone delivered a package to my house, I could get a pulse on my wrist, which is what happened when you were chatting, and I could chat to the person and ask them to leave the package in the porch or whatever. So, whatever it is, whether it's the new Yale lock that that you can program, you don't necessarily have to have a key with, or as Amy said, drones, VR, personal transport vehicles, electric skateboards from Evolve, or a beautiful retro, for under a grand, a retro sit-down arcade coffee table. I mean, come on, who doesn't want one of those things? There's a whole diverse range of tech here.
Yeah.
Do you worry about drones being used by criminals more than right-thinking people?
No.
No.
Do you?
I don't know. They can drop things into prisons now and all sorts of stuff.
They could, but I suspect that they would probably
They're
get that stuff in there in other... possibly more painful ways if they didn't have a drone. I don't think drones are gonna, affect the ebb and flow of illicit goods into prisons. But they might photograph me naked.
Probably on your bike one day, you look around, there's a drone following you.
It's funny you say that, because one of the things that hasn't really dropped yet, if you follow the evolution of it, is that the follow me drones, things like AirDog, they still don't seem to
have
work.
Yeah.
Yes.
But they'll get there. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Bye bye.
Thank you.